We were talking about Bitcoin in the last segment. Someone who works up here has been walking up and down the hall claiming that he was in on Bitcoin from the get-go. In fact, I think he wants to come in and talk to us.
Let's talk to him then.
I hate talking to this guy.
What up?
Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
What up, bro? Hey, what up?
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
High five, George!
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, you boys still struggling in the five figs?
Yeah, we're still struggling.
So, yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, just keep working hard.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. I think I parked right next to you, Ja.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm the Aston Martin with the tag that says six figs.
I didn't notice that, Dad.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I heard you two homos talking about my cryptocurrency, bruh.
Yours?
Yours.
Yeah, I came up with that Bitcoin, man.
You came up with it?
Huh.
Yeah, I was hanging out with the Twinklevosses at a club.
The Winklevosses?
Yeah. Well, I call them the Twinklevosses, you know, because they're twinks.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And so, yeah, I was like, dude, we ought to come up with something called like a cryptocurrency and call it Bitcoin. And they're like, awesome, man. And so we came up with it right there. And so, boom, billionaire.
That's how you make your money.
Yeah,
you're Satoshi Nakamoto.
Well, yeah, that's an anagram of my name, Chris.
Okay.
Sense.
Yeah, you know, and the reason I came up with it, I was just tired of carrying, you know, just the American currency. It's so boring, you know. I thought the quarter looked spare. I thought the dime looked really spare. Or as I call them, spare change. So I designed a new coin, you know, called the Bitcoin. So, yeah, I own like a million of them or something. I don't know. I haven't checked my wallet lately.
Yeah, man, you're so wealthy.
Yeah, you know. I actually started a simpler cryptocurrency for women called Bitchcoin.
Oh, come on.
Get it? Because of the bitch part of the word Bitchcoin?
We can't talk like that anymore. It's 2018 now.
I talk however I want, man. That stuff doesn't apply to me.
Okay.
Hey, look, if aggressively flirting and then successfully bagging a woman is harassment, then I've me-tooed so many honeys, man.
Don't talk like that.
George, high five.
No, I'm not high-fiving
that. Yeah.
I didn't want to do it.
What are you doing?
Stop push-ups. I'm doing push-ups, man. Hey, you guys, SBN for the LLI. LLI in Feb.
Is he talking about the Super Bowl?
Yeah. So. Going to Super Bowl 52 in the month of February.
Yeah, we are.
Clearly, do I have to say it, man?
You're not invited, by the way.
Oh, man, my friend works for CBS, which is one of the networks, and has friends at all the other networks.
Yeah.
And so I can get you some ticks, man.
Oh, ticks, we'll let you know.
Yeah, my friend Tones, man. He used to work here in Dallas, in fact, but now he works for CBS.
Tones?
Yeah. Tony Romo?
Oh, yeah.
You guys may not remember. He used to play football way back in the day.
We remember.
Yeah. So he can get you tickets if you want.
Okay.
All right.
But Jane's sitting with me in my suite.
You got a suite at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, all my seats are taken up by grade A ass.
Oh, gross.
You're intolerable.
Hey, and you know, this week I think I'm hanging out with my buddy T-Ake and J-Buck. This weekend, yeah.
Should that be Troy and Joe?
No, you know him?
Okay, so you guys know him too.
You know. I always hang out with those guys. They're always like inviting me up into the booth when they're working.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, we need your analysis. And I'm like, man.
Oh, gosh.
So where are you going to be this week if you're hanging out with him?
I'll be in the booth with him.
Yeah, but I mean, what city?
In America.
You don't even know that they're going to be in Minnesota, do you?
I mean, my pilot knows. He's the only one who needs to know the city.
You don't even look at the plane.
I don't even need to know, man. Hey, you guys should come out to one of my lake houses this weekend.
One of them?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of awesome trim there, Georgia.
It's a little cold.
Come on, man. You should come out. You can get a little ute. You know what I'm saying? A little uterus.
Well, which one?
All of them.
Oh, come to all of them. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what. Maybe we'll do the Texoma one.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like the favorite of D Press and the Z Pack. They're always out there.
Z Pack.
Yeah. Dak and Zeke Elliott. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, we were just hanging out last week. The three of us, man, we had a great time. We were hitting all the clubs. Start off at Plush. Yeah. Then we went over to Thrust.
Of course.
And Ultra. And then I think we had a, drink at Grind and went over to Push. And then Deepak was like, Deepak was like, man, we got to go to Grunt. And I said, okay. We went over to Grunt.
Did you?
And then Z-Pack took us over to Cream. I remember that. And then I think we ate. We finally got something to eat over at Fork.
Good. And,
No, it was Denny's. No, we did Denny's. Yeah, Fork was closed, so we had to go to Denny's.
Okay.
It was great, man.
Well, you're hitting all the hot spots.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I lead a kick-ass life, man. Yeah. You guys really should start working harder.
Maybe
get over in the sales department where things are happening.
You know, I don't know if it's really happening for you because I saw you the other day at a grocery store and you were exchanging glass bottles and aluminum cans for pocket change. And you said you needed it to make your monthly rent.
What are you talking about?
I think you're lying to us.
I don't have monthly rent, bitch!
What does that even mean? And why did he dive through the window after saying that? You know what? Seriously, this time, bad acting. I think he's hurt himself bad acting. Because it doesn't appear that he's moving bad acting. Chris, are you okay? Yeah.
He's not...
I see mouse... Jesus.
Oh, okay, there's way too much cross-pollination going on here.
I think he
can. I back you up!
There goes Chris. 8:50 on the ticket.